got him first class. He can do anything what he wants. But Madhyam Bhakta cannot do like this. Uttam Bhakta can say that at once Krishna Prem you have, then certainly you will have. But Madhyam Adhikari by Hari Katha and by his Upadesh means?
By instruction.
He can gradually Shakti Sanchar. He can do.
This is also about initiation. It's in chapter 22.
What we have come to conclusion for this question?
The one I asked is that the Uttama Adhikari, regardless, it doesn't make any difference about the qualification of the person. He can give him Krishna consciousness.
He can give her, he will not give. He is not sure.
He may give, may not be given.
But he has
capacity.
Capacity to do everything. Like Narada.
And Madhyam Bhakta can just, by his Harikatha, he can gradually inspire the person, and as the person is inspired, then he can give. So it is dependent on the inspiration of the person. But Uttama, not dependent on anything.
Inspiration or eligibility? I think it says that the Madhyam has to be very careful what the person's qualification is. And Uttam, he does not have to have that.
So it is written there that first he should create Shraddha and then Madhyam Adhikari having friendship with equal rank of Vaishnavas and Kripa on Kanishta and Upeksha of Vidveshi.
Who is against devotion?
Avoid.
Having these things, those who have some Shraddha, he will at first create Dhrida Shraddha on the heart of Shraddhalu person. And after creating Shraddha on name, he can give Harinam and initiate. Without being qualified, he should not give anyone Harinam. What is the qualification? That I don't want anything Anya Vilas Sunna and Gyan Karma Adi Anabrata. That two things be said. Whether he is in behalf of Mayavad, whether he is wanting anything like Karmis, then he should give lecture, he should create Shraddha, and then he can give Harinam.
Chapter 22, it's discussing, it's the section where they discuss the symptoms of bhava, asabandha, and different. So before that, it says initiation can't be taken before bhava. He said, he's written like this: initiation which is taken before bhava is no initiation. He has written.
After bhava, no initiation.
Now he said that.
Yacha.
His.
Kato? Kris. Kisajan.
साइकिल चेन लगाता
हूँ इतनी मंदे चेन चल सब छुड़ेगा
initiation which is taken before growth of bhava is no initiation so we can't
what is the disgust means
yeah what is disgust
तो कोथा चेस साइकिल दिए था बनिया दिए गए थे
what is that mean
তাহলে তুমি কখন নিয়ে যাবো বেশি ছেড়াছেড়ি করো না তো যাও বনমানিয়ে বানিয়ে নিয়ে এসো
and then it talks about initiation before that
দিয়ে দাও চেষ্টা কর
অ্যাবাউট
মান শূন্যতা হ্যাঁ মান শূন্যতা
he's asking about these symptoms of bhava
Asabandha here.
Yeah. So before Asabandha, here, I think it's here. He's talking about, here he's talking about initiation. I think what Then he says initiation, which takes place before bhava, is no initiation.
No, not that thing. Here it is, after brahmachari, if anyone wants to take paramahansa base, about paramahansa base it is written. When anyone takes a base of base, Babaji base, door and coffin, like sannyasi ways. The Vaishnava ways, Babaji ways.
Right, no, it's clear.
So that ways, after how that ways can be taken.
Okay. Now that's very clear, but how they have written it, it makes no sense.
Without bhav, if anyone takes ways, it is avaidha. It is not sanctioned.
It's very clear, but the way he has written,
it sounds like diksha.
It sounds like diksha, but it's.
But it is not.
Let's go. So now we can leave this and go to the beginning of the rasa, diksha. From reading this, and which is very hard to understand, but looking at our nectar devotion in English,
we have some understanding.
Some understanding, and if I could tell you what our understanding is, and then you could correct. Now we're starting from when the two of them, Bijoy and Vrajanath, go to see Gopal. Guru, yes, Gopal Guru Goswami. So, he's trying to explain is the development of Ras here. And the first thing that he explains is how Ras develops from emotion, or stai bhava. So he's explaining the stages of development of from stai bhava to Ras. And these stages are vaibhav, anubhav, satvika, and vyabhichari or sanchari. These are the different stages going from stai bhava to Ras.
No. These are not development of one thing, but there are different things. Like water, sugar, and all the materials, what makes all them into, changes them into Ras.
Ingredients.
Maybe given the sense of any fragrant thing also. So everything mixing of everything, then it becomes Ras. So sthai bhav, bhav, vibhav, sattik and vyabhichari are not the same thing or advanced thing of one thing. They are actually one, but there are different things. Sattik is not vibhav. So there are all the mix Ras.
When the ingredients are mixed together, they become
Ras. But there are different things.
Yes, just like sugar is different from the water, it's different from the saffron.
This sentence here then doesn't make sense. Right?
So read it.
Stai bhava, when that emotion is maintained for a long time, it turns into the sentiment of devotion to Krishna. This is
just after the beginning of their conversation.
There should be Vishuddha Sattva. It is essential for us. At first, by devotional services, Krishna Anusilan first comes Vishuddha Sattva, and then comes Ruchi, Asakti, and then Bhav. This Bhav is transferred into Sthai Bhav.
So
that Bhav is Sthai Bhav, who governs either Anukul Bhav, every Bhav he governs.
Bhava means emotion or feeling?
Not actually feeling, but aprakrit feeling.
Spiritual.
Regarding Krishna.
Yeah.
Shuddha Sattva, the mind of Shuddha Sattva, bhava of Shuddha Sattva.
So, first there is the platform of bhava. And then?
Then it comes.
Steady. Stay bhava means steady.
Steady bhava means that bhava cannot be changed.
Cannot be changed, yes.
He rules, governs every kinds of bhava, but himself not changing. That is, he can have harsha, karun, raudra, Bhayanak, Vibhasa, Friendship, Vatsalya, Dasya, everything he can. But his relation between Krishna will never be changed. Like sometimes Yashodama his mother, Krishna is his son. This thing will not change. In any case, when she is laughing, sometimes she is weeping, sometimes she is serving Krishna, sometimes beating Krishna, sometimes Karun Rodra Bhayanak, sometimes talking as a friend to Krishna. He is doing service as a friend also, but she is not friend. She is always mother and always be mother. This is called sthayi bhava.
Is it fixed in one rasa yet?
In jiva's potency, every jiva has a special kind of sthayi bhava, but yet it is not bloom. Very, very, yeah, only a bhav in heart.
Immature.
It is not known.
So he does not know, but his rati, his attachment to Krishna is
Is of any kind, either dasya, sakha, vasalya, and madhur. Like, we can have 1,000 kinds of seeds given a same soil and give Ganges water in every seed. But every seed will gradually come in their own shape what they have. They will not come in one. A Swati Nakshatra water, Swati Nakshatra water, you know? The water of Swati Nakshatra.
There is one star in the sky, Swati by name.
Swati.
Yes.
It brings it to.
Yes.
Yeah.
If its water drops into the sea.
In that season, when it is Swati Nakshatra, and if it rains, then it is called Swati Nakshatra water.
Yes.
If that water will go in the elephant's
head,
it will be Gajamukta. Gajamukta, you know?
Some jewel?
Yes.
Some jewel.
Yeah.
Very valuable jewel.
Yeah.
And if that water goes in
snake head,
yes.
Snake head, it will be
money.
Money, you know?
Yes.
Achha. If it goes in the feet of cows, it becomes Gorochana. Gorochana, you know? Very precious thing.
You will find out, though. Which
and if it goes in Hiranki, deer's mouth, then it comes here as a kasturi.
Musk.
If it goes in the
sea,
in what? Ships, eh?
Pearl?
Yes.
Money?
Yes. Pearl.
Then it becomes pearl.
Moti.
Yes. And if it goes in the plantain means kelato.
Like
banana.
Then it becomes karpur.
Kempur.
Yeah.
Camphor. So, only one water goes in every all these things and becomes separate things, creates separate things. So, we see that Vrajanath and